In June 1984. I am now 71 years of age, and there is a possibility that June or I may not be around when you hear this tape after 10 years' time. We wanted to sing the song, How Great Thou Art, while we still had some voice left. Please overlook the weak spots. We are really excited about the reunion this weekend. The opportunity to visit all of you at one time is really great. Now, family members should be loyal to one another, support one another in righteousness, and have respect and love for each other. I love each one of you and will continue to pray for you that you might have successful, productive lives. I want to talk a little bit about the accident and what's happened since that time. When I was in the hospital, not only in the States, but in St. Mike's, I was told that I had 9 or 10 years to live. It's now 14 years, and I have been blessed by Heavenly Father with vitality and strength, and I know that it is through His blessings that I have been as good health-wise as I have been. This is a great blessing to me. I've prayed to the Lord for health and strength, and I've been able to do many things, especially in His kingdom. I've always had several jobs in the church, and I like to do that work. And I have a desire to keep the commandments of the Lord, to do His work. I wish to bear my testimony at this time. Firstly, my testimony is that Joseph Smith was a prophet and is a prophet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he was the instrument through which the Lord restored His true gospel upon the earth. Joseph Smith, with the help of the Urim and Thummim, translated the gold plates into what is commonly called the Book of Mormon. This book is a true history of the peoples that were on the North American and South American continents. You can't help but believe this if you read the Book of Mormon with a prayerful heart. Joseph Smith done more to restore true religion upon the earth than any man that lived upon the earth save Jesus Christ. As I study the scriptures, I have a greater belief and faith that the prophecies contained in the scriptures will surely come to pass. And the time is short before Jesus Christ will again be seen by the inhabitants of this earth. And He will stand at the head of His kingdom and usher in the millennium. And I bear this testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
As a rule, it's Dad that does all the talking, but I wanted to have my little say tonight. I wanted to tell you about a little experience I had last fall. It was after we had had a get-together here, and the people were starting to go home, and a grandson came over to me, put his hands on the side of the cupboard, and he said, "I love you." And he will never know what a thrill that was for me. I often wonder how often you young people tell your parents that you love and appreciate what they do for you. You don't have to do it too often, but once in a while it's a real thrill. I want you all to know I love you all, and enjoy having you come to see us. And I am so thrilled over the reunion that's coming tomorrow and Sunday. And I hope you will all continue to love one another and come and see us when you can. Now we better get on with the party. It's enough of this.
I'm sure that you won't be surprised to learn that Grandpa used an old cassette tape for his recording. I thought you would be interested to hear what's on the other side. It was taped Christmas Eve at the farm.
The wrong side.